And these two signs, they come out of the Kurtz factory. I think they're about 1860. They're hand cut. Yeah, they're quite rare too. You know.
What have you got lying around your shearing shed or in your backyard? Well, it might be worth a whole lot more than you realise.
I sort of thought, well, I'll collect some of this stuff and just see how far we get. And, of course, I'm not out of money quite, but I'm out of room.
Hello, I'm Michelle Stanley. I'm in a shearing shed near the town of Kojonup in the southwest corner of Western Australia. And even though there's plenty of serious shearing gear in this shed, there's not a sheep in sight, nor will there be. Alex Cant is a fourth-generation sheep producer. About 5 years ago, he got the collecting bug, and now he has this unofficial shearing museum on the family property.
Oh, we started off with, we were only going to do wall presses for a start, but they take a fair bit of room in the shed. I just thought, well, I couldn't probably house as many as I wanted to. There's a lot of presses we haven't got, but we've got a lot of the old main ones. So then I sort of started collecting hand pieces and shearing plants, overhead shearing apparatuses and hand turn, anything to do with the wool industry, really.
That one come from New South Wales. They were shearing about 100,000, I suppose. They had two.
I'm not really sure how many pieces I've got here. A lot of local history, plus a lot of history from over east. Most of it, the old early history, is up in Queensland and New South Wales with some of the big sheep runs. And, of course, you'll never see that again because a lot of the farms after the war were cut up and, you know, they've just got smaller and people have gone more cropping. So those big numbers of sheep you'll never see again, you know, and it's just nice to preserve the old history. And it's probably, you know, it's worth a few bob nowadays.
How much would you value this at?
Oh, look, I wouldn't really like to say. I'll spend a fair bit of money. But when I started, you could buy a big two double box wool press for probably $1,000. But some of them now would be at least $2,000. The same with hand pieces. You could buy a really old hand piece. Like a Bergen and Ball or a Wolseley or a Lister for probably $200. But some of those hand pieces are be somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 now. And also getting very, very hard to find.
There's probably only 15 or 20 of those in Australia at any one time, you know.
But so where do you find your pieces?
Oh, I'm not on the internet. I'm No, it's just through farming magazines. You see a clearing sale. I'm not on eBay, but there's a lot of stuff on there, but that gives everybody access to it. So it's just the luck of the draw, really. If you can find and get a lead somewhere, you follow it up, and then once you get there, you'll ask a few more questions, and then somebody will say, oh, this could be here or this could be there, so you chase that up, and that's really half the fun of finding it. And if you have a bit of a, you know, a rare find, well, that's a bonus.
Are there many people that have these sort of unofficial museums around Australia or the world?
Yeah, there's a lot over east. Every big town's got a lot of history, and there's a lot of private collections. But some people, you know, will either collect engines or shearing plants or portable shearing plants or wall presses. But I've sort of tried to have a little bit of everything or anything to do with the wool industry.
And the real old presses, they were one piece of wood out of a tree.
Now, you mentioned that you've got a couple of rare pieces here. What would be your favourite?
I've got a pretty big old hand turn wool press. I did get it locally, but I believe it's about 1860, and I think I've got a couple of presses a little bit before that, and then I've got a couple of shepherd's crooks and shepherd's staffs, and I know one of them's a couple hundred years old and anywhere from sort of, you know, 100 to 150 year old for a lot of the other stuff, but very hard to find now.
That's a manual press, and it used to have a platform up about 10 feet, I suppose, off the ground. And then they'd fill it from the top, and that screws up, and then two blokes, or one bloke, would stand up on the platform and turn it down by hand.
It takes Alex Cant about 2 or 3 days a month to keep the sheds in good nick, which is basically just keeping the dust and spiders away. But it's worth it. because he's not the only one who enjoys his collection.
We have Rotary come out. They've had a couple of big nights here. They'll come out and have a barbecue in the shed and a few beers and tell a few lies. And then some of the old people from Katanning come out on a bus every now and again. And quite a few people that have come from over east that have just heard on the grapevine. It's not officially open, but anybody that wants to have a look, if they happen to ring us, well, we'd only be too pleased to show them.
Does the fascination with shearing and the wool industry run in the family? I mean, will this place continue for a few more years?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I'm the fourth generation, and there's two other generations here, so I think the family will probably continue. Overall, the wool industry's been pretty good to us, but we've had our ups and downs, but mostly ups, I must say.